Judy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're the first to arrive.
Wow. It's a good day.
Yes. Every day is good.
And if this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice in it.
Let's give it another minute, then we'll start.
Right.
Okay, today is the 11th day of Nisan, and we take control, make our connection to the month of Shvat. The handout is available from the Unique Astrological Times link. If you scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the link above it is for the first days of Nisan. When that link opens up, scroll down to the 11th day and open up that link, and that will be our handout for today. I will start with the L'shei Nichud. L'shei Nichud Kudcha Beitu Uchkinte Bit Hilur 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 Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Amadronai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei. Rosh Chodesh Shvat for the year 5779 is on the evening of January 6th until the day of January 7th. It's a one-day Rosh Chodesh. The actions that we do on the 11th day of Nisan today will impact either positively or negatively the month of Shvat in the year 5779. The first step is to make a connection to the permutation for the month of Shvat, which is Hey Yud Vav Hey, and for the name Echye, it's Hey Aleph Yud Hey. Please join me in saying, Hey Yo Ah Hey, Hey Ah Yo Hey, Hey Yo Ah Hey, Hey Ah Yo Hey, Hey Yo Ah Hey, Hey Ah Yo Hey. We're going to say the Anabakoth and stop at the first verse and make our connection to the letters of the month of Shabbat. Anabakoth Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Serura Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun. stop at the first verse. So we're going to stop now and make our connection to the letters of Shvat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which we know is 91 plus the Kolel. 92 represents the unity of the spiritual with the physical. With Zeranpin, with Malchut. Continuing with the third verse. Na gibor dor sheyehudcha kevava shamre nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha dami damle betet reish tzadi taf gimel Chasin kadosh berov tuha na'el adata et kufpet et nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata yud gimel lamed hei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel Ushnatzi akatenu yodea talumot shen kufav sadiyuta. And the eighth verse of the end of the talk we say in a whisper. We're now going to try and make sense and make connection to the various relationships that the Sefer Yetzirah tells us relate to the month of Shvat. We're trying to look for unity among these different frames of reference, essentially. The tribe is the tribe of Asher. The name of Asher, as we will find, has to do with being happy and joyful. The sense is eating. Most people don't consider eating a sense, but the Sefer Yetzirah is telling us it's one of the tools that we utilize to connect to the world, to the physicality. Another aspect of sense is taste, which is a concealed, the inner aspect of eating. Controller is the stomach, which is also the esophagus. And in the Zohar, we learn that the esophagus is the same letters as the shofar, with the change of the orders. And we understand that as our ego grows, the esophagus, or the shofar, grows into an esophagus. And that as we lessen our ego, we transform the lengthened esophagus back into the shofar. Now going to connect to the Torah reading, which is the offering of the tribe of Asher. Ve'yom ha'ashteyasa, yom nasi livnei Asher. Pagiel ben Achram, karbono ka'arat kesef achat. Shiloshim u'mea mishkala mizrak. Echad kesef shivim. Shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh, Shneihem meleim, Solet belula, Vashemen lemincha, Kaf achat asara, Zahav melea ketoret, Par echad ben bakar, Ayil echad, Keves echad ben shenato leola, Seir izin echad lechatat uzevach hashlamim, Bakar shenayim meilim, Chamisha atudim, Chamisha kevasim, Bnei shana chamisha, Ze karban pagiel ben achran. We're now scrolling down to the links that will give us information about the various names in this offering. The offering of Pagiel ben Achran from the tribe of Asher. And the first name that we connect to is Asher. It's a name for men, for male. Its origin is Hebrew. Its meaning is happiness. In the Bible, Jacob's eighth son, Asher, was promised a life blessed with abundance. His blessing, his life will progressively get better. He will be happy and blessed and be of an optimistic nature. If you are an optimist, you have some parts of your soul connected to the tribe of Asher. That's my opinion. A word, Rosh, which means head, chief. It's the same letters as Asher in a different order. The phrase, Atid Tov, a good future. And the Shoresh is the name itself, Asher. And in Hebrew, it means which, that, to walk, to confirm, to certify, to approve, to make happy, to lead, and it's as well as it's a name. The energy verses for Asher are 68, and we have done this first verse before. 68 we know means life, chayim. So we're going to do the second verse. 11 words indicating the 10 sephirot plus the negative system. Letters. And I, off the top of my head, I do not know a connection to the 35, although it's spelled Lamed Hey. So it's about teaching the physical world. Next, we'll make a connection to the name Pagiel. It's male for men. Its origin is Hebrew, and its meaning is I meet God. Meet El. A word, Yifkod. He commands. El Nach, the El Banav, is the phrase. The God of Noah and his children. The phrase, the Shoresh, Pe Gimelayan, Pega, means to plead, to entreat, to encounter, to meet, to injure, to hurt, to insult, to strike. It's the name of a demon. It's also the letters of the word plague. And it's mishap. And we know from the Ari's teachings that we can change the vowels of pega. And that will be a vaccine against the plagues. The energy verses for Pegayiel there is only one verse that starts with a pe and ends with a lamed in all of the Tanakh. It's in Psalms chapter 7, verse 3. Seven words connecting us to the physical world. And its number of letters is 26. Connecting us to Hashem in the spiritual worlds. This verse has the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, Hashem and the physical world. The name Achram is male. It's Hebrew. And it means disturbing or a troublemaker. Doesn't sound real positive, does it? The word is Yifkod, to command, to order, but also to count. The phrase, Hagavia v'yado hu yihyeh. Lee, the cup in his hand will be mine. The Shoresh is Ayin Kaf Resh, which means to defoul, to disturb, to make trouble, to roil. The energy verses. There are 26 verses connecting to Hashem. The first verse has 15 letters connecting to the upper worlds, the Yud and the He in unity. And 51 letters representing with the kollel becomes 52 and it represents Zeron Pin. If we leave it at 51 without the adding the kollel, it means the word please. So in essence, this verse, this first of the 26 verses, is a plea to Hashem. So we will return to the initial handout, and we will take a look at the consciousness behind the dedications. Pagiel ben Achran brought his dedication with the consciousness that he was appreciative of Hashem's choice of Israel as his Am Segula, his special treasure. Many people find Am Segula translated in various Bibles corruptedly as the chosen people. He brought a silver bowl representing Israel as the vessel to reveal the light of Hashem. The 130 shekels that the silver bowl weighed represents the nations who preceded Abraham. They are the 70 descendants of Noah and the 60 queens, as revealed by King Solomon in the Book of Kings. These are the children of Keturah, Ishmael and his sons, Esav and his sons and grandsons, a total of 60, as explained in the Midrash. He brought a basin of 70 shekels. The basin in Hebrew is Mizrach, which alludes to Israel. It was 70 shekels to allude to the 70 souls who went into Egypt with Jacob. You notice the Midrash said 70 souls rather than 70 people. The Bible says 70 nefesh, 70 souls, because one, Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, had not yet been born. She was born in Egypt. The meaning of the bowl and the basin was not explained by the Midrash. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the word kaf, representing the palm and the five fingers, is the five books of Moses that Israel accepted as the Torah. The meaning of the 10 shekels for the ladle hints to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances in the Torah. He brought three Ola offerings, a bull, a sheep, and a goat. The first one, the bull, hints to the crown of Torah as one of the three crowns given by Hashem to Israel. The ram hints to the second crown, that of the priesthood. And the third crown is that of the sheep. And that alludes or hints to the crown of kingship. He brought a sin offering of a goat. And this is a hint to the crown of a good name. The peace offering of two cattle and five rams, five he-goats, five sheep in the first year. The two cattle are hints to the oral Torah and the written Torah. The three types of animals referred to the Kohen, the Levites, and the Israelites. 15 animals relate to the five books plus the Esser Dibrot. One final action to remind you to make a tithing donation or a tzedakah donation each day, so that on the 14th, this coming Friday day, during the day, you can send your donation as the charity that you give in anticipation and preparing your consciousness of sharing for the Seder itself. That's the end of our class. Are there any questions? If not, I wish you all Shalom Gadol, a happy day, doing many good deeds, many good actions, many happy consciousness about sharing with other people. Shalom Gadol, a large amount of peace in your life. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Be well.
Shalom.
Thank you.
For all.